This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. Here is an effective piece of music. It's called Morning from Edvard Grieg's Peer Gynt, and it always makes me imagine opening my eyes to the curtains blowing in a sunny window, leaping out of bed to, I don't know, feed my horse while some smiling maiden weeds the garden. Birds are twittering, bees are buzzing, flowers are blooming. It's spring. And then, of course, there's the William Tell Overture, which begins in that same pastoral vein. This is the sound that launched 1,000 Looney Tunes. But spring music can get much more vivid, even cheesy. Ever heard of Ottorino Respighi? He wrote La Primavera, which makes me feel like just skipping away into a field of daffodils. Thankfully, Igor Stravinsky showed us another side, a very different side of the season. In Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, one of my favorites, the smiling maiden from Grieg's music is now involved in some ancient pagan fertility ritual. And those have never gone out of style. I remember every spring when I was in college, some friends and I would recite a piece of smutty poetry which went Kalu Kalay the 1st of May. Outdoor lovemaking starts today, although, of course, we said something else. Whether at the famous annual Japanese Penis Festival, where you can buy phallus candy, or on spring break pilgrimages to Florida, the coming of spring seems to bring out our wild sides.